You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Hi guys, how you doing? It is Friday, which means that it is the weekend, and I hope that you are feeling good and that you've had a good week. Now, today's little bit of happy is a little bit different to things that we've done before, but I think it can be super powerful. So I want you to visualize what happy feels like to you. I want you to, just for a minute, put behind you everything that we've been through this year, put behind all of the negative thoughts and all of the negative stuff that's gone on, and just sit for a minute and visualize those things that make you happy. Maybe for you, it's dreaming of a nice holiday. Maybe it's dreaming of doing something with the kids. But I want you to put into your mind something that makes you feel really happy. Then I want you to close your eyes and just think about it. Think about how it's going to look, how it's going to smell, what you're going to hear, how you're going to feel. The reason that this is so powerful is that when we put positive thoughts into our mind and positive images into our mind, it's proven to release happiness hormones in our brain, which just makes us feel really, really good. It's why during my free classes that I've been running this week, when I've been getting parents to think about how they will feel when their child has more resilience, their child has more confidence, when the meltdowns decrease, when they're better able to cope with their children's emotions, how they will feel so much happier. And it's amazing how in those classes I've been able to show parents how even just thinking about that happening makes us feel really good. We should never ever underestimate the power of our minds. And sometimes just taking a few moments to visualize whatever it is that makes you happy is enough to lift our mood for the whole day. Now, once you've done this for yourself and you've spent a few minutes thinking about what makes you happy, because I want you to start with you, this is definitely something you can do with your children as well. You can either invite them to share what they're visualizing with you or not. This can be a private exercise for them too, and it's a gift that we'll keep on giving if they're able to develop this as a habit. So ask them to close their eyes and think about something that they're really excited about doing and see what happens. You just watch how much of a smile it puts on your face and on the face of your children. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back next week for more A Little Bit of Happy. Take care and speak to you soon. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below, and I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.